Religious freedom restrictions are on the rise in a country in Asia, but this time it's not China. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. And reaching the ends of the earth with the gospel comes with a side note: language. We're talking about translation, where it's needed, and how to help in just a moment. But first, trouble is brewing in Central Asia. Efforts to restrict religious freedom are rising in Kazakhstan. Forum 18 counted more than 100 cases between January and June this year. In the latest incident, officials began interfering with one church's attempts to follow the law. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us.
The New Life Pentecostal Church, they were just trying to get a new name to register. And then the police started visiting homes, interrogating them. In many cases, the authorities arrived at people's homes late at night and even threatened those who did not appear to cooperate. So the harassment is there.
All religious groups have to register their activity with the government. Pew Research Center ranks Kazakhstan as number 3 on a list of countries with the most restrictions. Only China and the Maldives place more limits on religious activity.
There's this fear that Christianity is a threat, and then there's also the concern of radical Islam or militant Islam, where they want to keep that under wraps. But they kind of throw everything in the same basket and then just try to repress it.
So pray that authorities will release their chokehold and ask God to sustain Kazakh Christians.
Pray that they wouldn't be gripped by fear, and also that they would have wisdom on how to go forward.
Next, Christianity. It's the name of a religion, and for many of our listeners, it's an identity, a main identity. But for social media giant YouTube, per WND article, it's unacceptable content. The scenario, a ministry's request to run an ad on YouTube, was recently denied for including the term Christian. Zoom out for the big picture look, and Rex Rogers of Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, notes that this is not a complete surprise.
Our country, our culture, has largely drawn its sense of morality and values, which of course goes into law and education and entertainment and on, from that source, from Judeo-Christian sources. That's what's changing rapidly in the last 20 years.
The message of the gospel doesn't change, but how it's shared might. And U.S. Christians will likely need to relearn how to live out their faith, particularly in a pluralistic society.
The answer is spiritual. And you still go back to Micah 6:8, that we're to walk humbly with our God, and that we're to be faithful. We're to speak the truth in love, as it says in the New Testament. We're to live out Christ. How shall they know we're different? Well, that we love one another. It's not rocket science. It's really pretty basic biblical Christianity.
Are you living out biblical Christianity today? We'll dive more into this conversation at missionnews.org. And Africa is a vast and diverse continent, boasting 54 nations. However, 44 African countries still don't have a sign language Bible translation for local deaf people. Fazil Kidane is a deaf Ethiopian man and the Africa Field Coordinator with Deaf Bible Society. Speaking through a translator, Kidane says,
"We do actually have around 11 translations complete right now in Africa. There's 44 countries that still have no translations in Africa."
Deaf Bible works with sign language Bible translation teams throughout Africa to provide support and funding. Right now, they're supporting translation teams in Uganda, Tanzania, Ghana, and Rwanda, just to name a few. But 10 more countries have already contacted Deaf Bible asking for sign language Bible translations.
And so we're planning to start engaging with those countries. Some of those countries is Cameroon, Malawi, Botswana, and then Zimbabwe.
With so many eternities at stake among the deaf in Africa, Deaf Bible's not wasting any time, but they need support from the global body of Christ, both hearing and deaf, to get God's word translated into African sign languages.
We're just asking for continued prayer throughout Africa so that the translations can continue and then continue to widespread around the world.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked, but they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. And this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. They're inviting you to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.